Welcome back. This is Sharp Elbows with State Rep Hong, and I am joined by the phenomenal Araceli Esparza, and we were talking about the importance of the arts, reflecting during these times through art, and her learning a little bit more about her story. One thing that I know that we both share, Araceli, is a commitment to social good through entrepreneurship. I would love to hear a little bit more about, you know, what that looks like for you, and then kind of go into some of the challenges. And I know we've probably both been on a good amount of panels where we have to talk about navigating spaces as women of color and entrepreneurs, but I want this space to be one where we can kind of hopefully bounce off one another, what we're doing to meet those challenges, and are we like actually evolving and overcoming those, oftentimes perpetuated by white supremacy. So tell me more about your entrepreneurial hat that you wear.
Well, through these years, you know, I've been helping many organizations grow and impact community and community involvement through community culture building is basically what it is, right? It's like bringing people together, getting excited about who we are. Even today, like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna definitely wear something like that's like cute and like Mexican, because here we are. I mean, that's how I want to show up in the world, because all these times we were, you know, moving around in Madison, majorly white. It's like there was only one standard and one way to look. And so now that I have the ability through trade and commerce to have that kind of work but be bought here, okay, where I don't have to go to Mexico to actually look like I want to be from Mexico, because I am from Mexico. So that's what I love about cultural entrepreneurism, social entrepreneurism as well. And a lot of the work of social entrepreneurism that I've been doing since I became, you know, got off of the nonprofit industrial arm and said, you know what, I want to break open capitalism in a way that it's going to feed itself, that it's going to like be itself, that it's going to show up for me and for everyone around me in a way that we can all be elevated and like get out of this like mindset of scarcity. Like, I got so tired of like in the nonprofit, we just don't have money for that. No, because you didn't allocate for money for like that. Right. And like, no, because that wasn't centered in your budget. And so I got tired of that. I got tired of like seeing BIPOC people being utilized as like carrots for more money. And so it was like, and when we weren't even the ones that were like in the boardroom, right? You know, profiting from those carrots. So, exactly. So then for the representation, so I was like, let me try. Let me build my own platform. Let's see what happens. And so out of that, I did some podcasting. I've done like a lot of Facebook Lives as well, and shows and stuff. Mainly is like, we're doing this to practice and to pump ourselves up here. Like Black and Brown Latinas have been, Black and Brown women and Latinas, because I say it like that because there's been international brown women who have also been part of Midwest Mujeres. There's also men, Latino men, who have been part of Midwest Mujeres. And either we just, you know, we're just a creative collaborative group who just want to do something different. We want to try different things, and we want to do it digitally, and we want to expand our digital presence through platform building and just networking and so forth. So we'll do interviews with each other. We'll like invite each other to each other's functions, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, just slowly we're growing and doing what a lot of people are doing in Milwaukee and in Chicago, what a lot of Latinos have been doing in those areas already. And especially in the East Coast and West Coast, we've seen a lot of like coalition building through social entrepreneurship, and massive, right? I mean, I hear there's some stuff happening in Milwaukee, like where, you know, lots of resources have been put around this type of coalition building. And that's not necessarily where I'm trying to go with Midwest Mujeres. I mean, Midwest Mujeres, and for your listeners, Midwest Mujeres means Midwest women. So it's just a play on words. It's like what we try to do is a little code switching, but also like bringing in Spanglish in a space that is like, what? But I promise you, I've talked to more Wisconsinite white people who know Spanglish better than even I do. Like, they're really adapted to Spanish. Like, you go to any kitchen in the Midwest in Wisconsin, and there's definitely quite a few white folks that will like, they know their Spanglish now.
But there's Asian folks in there too. My Spanglish has only improved.
Ex- Exactly. And so we want to bring community for that and bring a platform for that for people. And so what I really love about Midwest Mujeres and where we're going is that we're only going to expand more. And I want it to be replicated. I want this to inspire other mujeres, other women to start doing their own platform. Let's collab. Let's like co-create. Let do you and I'll do me. And then we can all meet up at the end. You know, that's the kind of the thing that I see. And I should say that I didn't do this by myself. I've been part of many, many entrepreneurial guidance clubs, cohorts of sorts where, you know, I've taken advantage of some of those teachings. And so very appreciative of those of like, collaboration for social good, for instance.
Shout out to Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole crew that goes with her and behind her and for people like us, you know, because we're all growing together in different ways. But there's space and room for all of us to participate. Absolutely. And that's kind of like where I feel Midwest Mujeres has a place. And we've already like, yeah, we've sponsored quite a few events through our time and connected quite a few people to different events as well. So I just helped bring more people to the party and the right people too, right? The people that you want to target and you want your audiences to enjoy.
Well, and what's so powerful is that you came from this nonprofit sector and you came into the small business sector with an intention to have social good and collaboration be the center, because so often we think that this marketplace and market that we're in breeds competition. And it's not like collaboration, networking, and finding connections, building relationships is at all easy and doesn't come with its own challenges. Right. But when you find people who are like-minded and knowing that, you know, there can be small business that can really foster leadership in communities, work at different levels, work in the youth levels, work in work with women, work with women of color, really uplift BIPOC communities by providing agency. And then, you know, that powerful storytelling that comes with networking, especially with people who are like-minded and do want to focus on social good, the collaboration does come a little bit more, I think, easier, right? And you talked about all the other women that you learned from and how you want something like, you want Midwest Mujeres to be replicated. I think that in itself is really transformational when it comes to how we think about entrepreneurship. And I hope it's something that more and more folks work on developing together. You're listening to Sharp Elbows. I am joined by the phenomenal Araceli Esparza. We're talking about social good. We're talking about art. We're going to talk about politics too, because it's all interconnected. Come back in just a minute.